What you missed, Primetime with Clarissa Montero. Only on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Clarissa Montero in the studio with me, Ashok Miranda, author of Culling Culturitis, How to Rid Your Company of This Toxic Disease and Build a Winning Company Culture. Now, this book aims to empower business leaders and HR professionals with a blueprint to create a strong company culture and run a successful company in today's disruptive digital age. He wrote this book specifically, maybe, to help SMEs. We find out more now. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show, Ashok.
Thank you for having me, Clarissa. Nice to be here.
My pleasure. Okay, so this is ultimately a blueprint.
Yes.
Tell us more.
Well, I'll start with what I call the perfect storm brewing. And there's three key factors here that is driving this. So one is rapid change. Mm-hmm. The market is changing very, very rapidly. Number two, there is a expectations mismatch between what people are looking for in work and what companies offer, right? And so these situations together compounded, create the perfect storm. And the resulting tsunami that's coming across for businesses. And so disruption is everywhere. Right now, there's startups, thousands of startups looking to disrupt traditional businesses as well. So you put all those things together, and I think the traditional businesses need to wake up to this new reality when we have these three forces coming together. And so at the heart of this, at the heart of everything in terms of how you want to be innovative as a company, how you can attract and retain top talent, and how you can just be amazing from a products and services perspective, culture is at its core. And so the question we need to ask is, so why aren't more companies thinking about corporate culture, about the company culture, right? And there's a couple of reasons for that. One is they haven't made culture a priority. It's on the back burner. It's something they'll get to eventually.
Because it's not revenue. It's not ROI.
Yeah, it's exactly. And oftentimes it's not even tangible because culture is just left to chance. And I call it, taking a chance with culture, and that's dangerous. And so, and the other factor is they simply don't know how to go about doing it. Mm-hmm. There's no template or roadmap to create culture. And that's what I wanted to change with the book. So in the book, I talk about the ADCO culture transformation process. And it's a 7-step culture transformation process. And it's a real, simple and effective guide to transforming your corporate culture. And it is a step-by-step process, evolutionary process. One of the things right at the top I talk about is your company DNA. Mm-hmm. A lot of companies don't even know why they exist. I mean, they just
beyond
talk about—
Beyond making money or making
course,
a product.
Yeah. So this is about putting people before profit, right? I mean, money is a byproduct of your purpose and why you exist. Mm-hmm. So you need to do some really deep soul searching at that level and say, why are we here in business? What are we about? What is this about? And I think the millennials, especially today, are attracted to companies that offer more than work and they have a bigger picture thinking about why they exist, mm-hmm. simply because they want to contribute to something bigger. Mm-hmm. Right? And so articulating your purpose, articulating the why you exist is absolutely key. So in the early stages, in the first stages of your culture creation process, I talk about your DNA, getting that right. The next step, obviously, is looking at your company code. And the company codes today, if you look at the values and everyone, you walk into any office and all you see is the standard respect, teamwork, things like that up on the walls, which are standard stuff. And every company should have them. Mm-hmm. What you need to do is step back and look deeper at your company and say, what do we really believe in? What is our belief system? And what will make us stand out from other companies? And so In that module, I talk about really crafting very deep company values and those that are intrinsic to you and help differentiate you from anyone else. I'll give you examples. So LinkedIn has, act like an owner, and what that means is really taking ownership. iFlix, I talk about their company being brutally honest and they want people to be open and transparent, and they articulate that well. And what this does is it helps you bring in the right people who are aligned with your values. And ultimately, that's what we want. We want alignment in the company because people are on board with your purpose about why you exist, and then they need to be aligned with your company values. So the next thing, moving on from there, now that you had your house sort of fixed up,
right,
you talk about how you want people to behave in your company. And that's very important. I've seen several issues with companies, and I do a lot of consulting work around Asia, and I speak a lot, and I work with, you know, so businesses of all sizes. And you can see the difference in people and different departments. And I think articulating your behavior you expect from your people is key. And so you have to decide whether you want people to be your mentors, to be extraordinarily helpful. And, you know, there's several ways you can articulate that in your people code. And that's what I talk about. And the last one in the code section is your product. Today, it's about companies that have embraced the deeper culture sense of why they exist, and their product is very much part of that as well. It's part of their DNA.
Right.
So you need to articulate your product. Code. Let the world know, you know, what are you doing that's absolutely amazing, right? And what is the benchmark for that amazing product that you create? And I talk about several companies and how they articulate their codes. In Singapore, I talk about Razer. It's a great company, and they put out some amazing products, and they have a very strict product code. Facebook, for instance, as well, they're 1% done. Mark Zuckerberg always says, we're never done with our product, right?
Right.
And that's why there are thousands of engineers who are constantly tweaking and iterating and taking Facebook to the next level, because that's the philosophy that permeates through that company. And then the very important missing piece that a lot of companies don't think about in the overall culture piece is the customer code. And here is where you need to really articulate, what do you want your customers to feel about you when they interact with you as a brand? And that's so important, because ultimately without customers, you don't have a business. So how do you create your customers into your loyal brand ambassadors, and how does it fit into your overall culture?
Right.
Some companies are so customer-centric in their culture. That's all they are. I mean, Changi Airport Group is one, with a beautiful, you know, sort of customer-centric at their core, at their DNA. Zappos, I mean, I talk about Zappos. There's HubSpot as well. They're so focused, and it's all about creating those amazing experiences for your customers. So, I give a roadmap on how you can design that. And the last part of the 7-step process in the book is evangelizing your culture.
Right.
So once you've designed this amazing culture, and obviously it takes a fair amount of work and effort to put in, how do you evangelize it? And the companies that have amazing cultures put it out there for the world to see, right? They put out their culture on SlideShare, on LinkedIn, they talk about it. And the playbook that most successful companies create, their playbook, is lived on a daily basis. So it's not about having this fancy booklet on how to run my company, and it lives on an executive shelf and gathers dust. Everyone in the company needs to live the company culture and live and breathe that. And that's the only time it really manifests and the world sees it, right? So that was my dream, Clarissa, and my giving back. I've had the wonderful advantage of working for two amazing companies. It was Walt Disney Television and Sony Pictures, and two very different cultures, and that influenced me a lot. So, you know, I talk about that in The Tale of Two Cultures in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that having a process and having the structure around culture creation will really help benefit many, many companies. And it's the basis of my work. I speak about it. I consult. I'm tremendously passionate about spreading the word. And my belief in creating a better business world, that's ultimately what I want to help see. And I believe the book definitely helps in achieving that vision for me from a longer term.
We're talking to Ashok Miranda, author of Culling Culturitis, How to Rid Your Company of This Toxic Disease and Building a Winning Company Culture. Okay, you talked about code, 7 steps, setting up a very strong company culture. Now, one of the things that I noticed, you were naming a lot of companies like iFlix and Facebook, even Disney. All of these companies were built on the ideas and the dreams of one very, very strong individual. That was the culture. That was a company. But a lot of us work for companies that are really just companies that are run by boards that have interchangeable chairmen and CEOs and COOs and CFOs and whatever. And they are owned by the public. They're public listed companies. How different, how much of a challenge would it be to shift that mindset within a company as big, perhaps, as SBH, that is public listed, to what you're talking about, a very culture-driven mindset, top-down, because at that point, some of the employees might not necessarily fit into this culture that you're talking about.
Absolutely. It's a great point. I think the acid test is when the receptionist can articulate why you stand, what you stand for. Mm. I think that is fundamentally the real acid test. It doesn't matter how big you are and how small you are, but I think it's about articulating that piece that is intrinsically you as a company and why you exist as a business.
Who gets to decide that?
Well, it's a collaborative process, mm-hmm. and you can decide that at the very early set. Yes, a lot of founders have influenced their companies, but today a lot of these newer companies have taken that on mm-hmm. and have engaged the exec teams or even further down, lower down. In my process that I do with consulting, I involve people at every level
right.
because then they own a piece of that, right? And they feel responsible for playing a part and living the culture. So it's a very collaborative process. I think people can get together, a few people, depending on how large the company is, and then mm-hmm. decide, okay, here's our template. Here's our roadmap that we are crafting for our company. And then start working down the process that I described. And then you have a lovely structure and a piece. And everybody needs to own that. And doesn't matter, like I said, especially in the bigger companies, when you see, you know, I walk around these offices and I see messages on the wall about these values and nobody in the company can explain to me what they mean, right? That doesn't make any sense. So it has to emanate, involve from everyone participating in that process. And then if there's transition, then that's okay. But the belief system doesn't change why you exist. I think at its core, there needs to be something that's uniquely you. And that's what happened when we see with some of the companies like Apple, when Steve Jobs left Apple. Mm-hmm. It lost its mojo. It lost its focus. And they had to bring him back. And all he did was just align the company around what it stood for and what Apple stood for. So you can see the power of that, you know, I mean, and what that means. So I think, yes, it's applicable to small, large, 5 people, 15, 20 people, 30 people. A lot of companies, when you talk to their founders, startups today who are 90 people and 100 people, looking back, one of the things they would have liked to do in the early days was really talk about their company culture. I mean, you talk about Brian Chesky from Airbnb or Dharmesha from HubSpot, and very, very vocal people about cultures. And they said one of the things that they should have done very early on at employee 5, at employee 10, mm-hmm. you know, really articulated the company culture, because they had issues with hiring the wrong people who were not aligned, a lot of problems in the early days because they hadn't spelled it out in terms of what they wanted this company to be.
Well, perhaps a small business doesn't necessarily think of that right at the start. They're thinking, okay, this is our budget. This is what we want to make in the next 5 years. You know, perhaps that shift has to happen
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah. But we're talking about passion here. We're talking about people that are tremendously passionate about what they do. Mm. A company is nothing but except for its people. And today, to be able to deal with rapid change, to have that mindset, to be constantly challenging the norm and to coming up with ideas and you need people who are aligned with where you're going. And so defining those things and getting people on board who are really going to drive your company forward is where you need to list down these things and what you care about and what are the values and how you're going to do that. So, you know, I talked to a lot of CEOs and they said, you know, Ashok, I put out an ad last week for a vice president position and I had 5 people applying and mm-hmm. 3 of them not even qualified. Mm-hmm. And how is it that you know, all these companies like Expedia or whatever, LinkedIn, they put out an ad and within 1 hour there's 500 people applying. What is it that's attracting them to it? Even the salaries are probably less, right? But they're attracted to something more than just a job, right? It's their belief system. It's what they stand for. It's how they can grow. And so today, millennials, and it's a great conversation to have, Clarissa, because millennials are going to be making up about 75% of the workforce in the next, you know, 5 years, 5 to 7 years. And they're looking for meaningful work. They're looking for fulfilling work. They're looking for...
They're not just looking for a job.
They're
That's
just
true.
Not looking for a job. No, they're looking for something way beyond just a regular job. And companies that offer that are going to have the best people. They're going to attract the best people to them. And they're going to flourish. And they're going to do amazing things. So at its core is having the strong culture and understanding who you are as a company.
We're talking to Ashok Miranda, author of Culling Culturitis, How to Rid Your Company of This Toxic Disease and Building a Winning Company Culture. Before I let you go, has the book been launched?
Oh, yes. There's an official launch in a week's time, but it's available in all the bookstores in Singapore.
Okay.
It's Culling Culturitis. I came up with the word culturitis. It started with a blog 2 years ago. It was fun. But it's us, and there's a website, www.cullingculturitis.com.
Okay.
And you can read more about it. And I put out a lot of content on YouTube as well. So, like I said, it's my purpose and my dream is to help build a better business world. And what I mean by that is creating purposeful companies and work environments that empower and nurture, sort of happy employees. And that's my big
And we
picture.
All want to be happy employees,
Absolutely.
To be honest.
Yes.
All right. So they can buy it at a physical bookstore. Is it available online?
It's available online, yeah, as well, on Amazon. Mm-hmm. You can order it off Amazon, yeah.
Okay, so good luck with this book. I think you're going to get some interest from it. And I actually do honestly see that a strong company culture certainly is a very attractive thing. I have two millennials in my home who talk about that. You know, what company do they want to work for? What brand they want to work for? And it has nothing to do with the job. They can do the job anywhere.
Yes.
It is identifying a company that aligns with what they believe in.
Absolutely.
And what they want to do for that company.
Absolutely. If you look at some surveys that have been done recently, I mean, there was a Job Street survey done earlier this year.
Mm.
45% people are unhappy at work. You know, there was a global Gallup poll done with thousands of companies at the state of the workplace. 85% of people in the world are disengaged at work. So, you know, it's obviously something's out of sync here. And that's what I'm helping to fix. That's my mission.
Well, good luck with the book. And maybe we're going to have to bring you back and talk about this 6-8 months down the road and see how you've done with it. And you can tell us if you started writing book two. Thank you so much, Ashok Miranda, for coming in and talking to us on Money FM 89.3.
Thank you for having me.